Good morning, Outliers. Welcome back to today's Outlier Live, where we cover the biggest headlines of the day, what the AI trading data has to say about it. Our top story of the day is, once again, it seems to always be the story. Big oil and big auto trying to take down Elon Musk. It never ends. There's always a smear campaign after Elon. He totally caught them in a lie this time. Next, San Francisco's just freaking stupid, okay? Like, they continuously showcase how not to run a city, how not to run a state, and hopefully in the very near future, how we will not be running this country anymore. And lastly, the Biden economic team has finally disclosed who Bidenomics is hurting the most. Not helping. Who Bidenomics is hurting the most. Tune in for that and more on today's Outlier Live. All right, so Elon Musk continues to be smeared. Like, it just never ends, right? So, full disclosure, yes, I'm an Elon fanboy. Yes, I am a Tesla owner. And every time I see these stories, I think, who is funding this? Who is out there putting out these false narratives, right? They want to talk about how EV demand has plummeted. Do you not realize that the Model Y was the very best-selling car in the entire world? And it wasn't even close in 2023. How does that correlate with EV demand plummeting, right? Now, like I say, I am a Tesla Model Y owner myself, and my Model Y just got better last week. I was going to the mall with my family, and just out of nowhere, up on the screen, it says, hey, do you want to try Auto Park? And I'm like, yes, I do. Where did Auto Park come from? I don't know. Clicked a couple of buttons. The car backed itself into a spot. I didn't do anything. I didn't pay for an upgrade. It just came to me overnight. So as a Tesla owner, I can attest that it is the top of the line car buying experience. There are absolutely more luxurious cars out there. But as far as like what the future of what the auto industry is, you don't have to look far. You can look right here in America at Tesla and what Elon's doing out there. But it always seems like there's a smear campaign going on, right? I don't know how many times I hear about, you know, Elon's doing this bad thing, Tesla's doing that bad thing, right? It just seems to never end. And now Reuters got caught in a lie. Elon Musk says that Reuters is lying in reporting Tesla scrapped the plan for the low-cost car. Reuters stands by its reporting after Elon slams the story that sent Tesla shares down. So, let's dig a little deeper into this. Tesla CEO Elon Musk accused Reuters of lying on Friday after the outlet reported the electric vehicle behemoth is abandoning its long-touted plans to produce a budget-friendly starter car. Citing three unnamed familiar sources, Reuters reported that Tesla has scrapped its initiative to roll out an inexpensive car for the masses, reportedly called the Model 2. That was expected to start around $25,000. The outlet said it reviewed several internal Tesla documents confirming the project's demise. You can see Elon right there like, come on, guys, give me a break. In reaction to the report, Elon wrote on X, aka Twitter, saying Reuters is lying again. Reuters added Musk's response to the article and noted that he did not identify any specific inaccuracies. The outlet also pointed out that Tesla stock fell by nearly 5% following this report, which is pretty crazy, a 5% move. And maybe this is one of those Tesla shorters, right? Somebody who's shorting the Tesla stock, who's paying for these articles, right? Who's paying for this misinformation to go out. That actually would make sense to me, right? But I've always had this thought reading constant articles that it's either big oil trying to take Tesla down, or it's big auto, right? The GM, the Ford, the Stellantis, all of those, right? But do me a favor real quick. If you enjoy this kind of coverage and you're looking to trade with AI, start hitting the subscribe button down below. That way you don't miss any time we talk about these news headlines, what the AI trading data has to say about it. Let's take a look, continuing on here. Musk has teased for years that the lower cost Tesla model would be coming and has slashed costs on existing models over the last year amid a global price war for EVs, as the industry competes with more budget-conscious consumers amid elevated interest rates. So I actually picked up my car after the second big price cut for the Model Ys. And I was so stoked. I got my Model Y at the time. It's a little bit cheaper now, but at the time, for the lowest price it had ever been offered. And I'm telling you, like, it was like a $17,000, $18,000 price cut from the time I decided, hey, I need to get a Model Y, now's the time to get a new car, to the time I actually bought it, I just kept seeing the price go lower and lower. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. The price cutting wars were particularly pronounced in the Chinese EV market, where Tesla has major presence and domestic manufacturers are rolling out models for that retail for as little as $10,000. Tesla Model 3 is currently the most affordable offering, starting around $39,000 in the US. So overall, what are we trying to say here? It never ends, right? For some reason. And I would bet it is big oil, big auto, or somebody with a big short position lining up to take chops at Tesla. But just think about it, right? I bet there were people who were doing this to Henry Ford. I always think about Elon's, basically this generation's Henry Ford. They were doing this to Henry Ford, I'm sure, saying, we don't need those cars. We need more horses. I feel like I heard a quote that said, if you ask somebody what they wanted back in 1905, they wouldn't have said they wanted a car. They would have said they wanted a faster horse. And that's what we're looking at today. So let's take a look at what the AI trading data has to say about Tesla. So we're zooming in here in Outlier, and you can actually see we got a buy signal recently on March 25th. Now, this is deep in the fear category here, right? See these big red bars down here? That's deep in the fear category. And if you know the old adage, it's be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. It's exactly what we're looking at here, right? The market has become very fearful with Tesla, and that may have presented a buying opportunity because we got that buy signal here on March 25th. And looking at the performance summary, we can actually see Outlier has shown a 1,039% return versus buy and hold, which we all thought Tesla's buy and hold was awesome. Buy and hold of 221% versus Outlier's 1,039%. So listen, I want you to get your hands on these returns just like this. So head on over to outlier.com. That's OVTLYR.com to get access to these AI trading signals every single day. So let's take a look at what the internet's saying about this, right? From Zero Hedge, Tesla scraps low-cost car plan from Reuters. And then the community note coming through saying, Reuters report is false, according to Elon Musk. Let's follow this rabbit hole just a little bit here. Reuters is lying again. I thought there was going to be more to it than that. Here we go. Let's go down here. Reuters has some shorts to cover. They get paid somehow. They have to get paid somehow. This person says, I pay $29,000 for a Model 3. My monthly payment is half of what I would have been paying to lease or finance an internal combustion engine. This person says, this is only $35,000. Not only that, but to refuel this is so inexpensive. That was the biggest perk that I had no idea what was coming whenever I got my Model Y. And I plug it in at home and I did the math on how much the electricity would cost. Do you know how much it costs for me to refuel my car? 0 to 100%? $8. That's 2 gallons of gas for you. $8. I can refuel my car and drive it 300 miles down the road. So not only are you saving money on the payment, like this person's saying here, not only are these cars ludicrously affordable, but also to refuel them and run them, that's a crazy deal as well. San Francisco sucks. Jeez, San Francisco, the proposal would allow lawsuits over grocery store closures. A San Francisco supervisor wants to require grocery stores to provide 6 months of notice before closing a location. All right, listen. I went to San Francisco on vacation in 2019. My family and I, we flew to LA, drove from LA to San Francisco on the 101, and it was really cool, right? It was one of those like magical things that I will always have fond memories of. We rented a Mustang GT convertible, going down the Pacific High, the PCH with the convertible down, just enjoy living the dream, right? And we get to San Francisco, and I'm like, man, this is it, right? We go over to the Golden Gate Bridge. Man, this is it. This is where I want to be, enjoying the weather in the middle of summer. It's like 57 degrees. Like, man, this is where I want to be. And we get home, and I'm talking to my wife, and I'm like, We got to move. I want to be there, right? I want to be where the action is. I feel like that is calling me. Fast forward 5 years later, San Francisco can't keep businesses. They can't keep residents. They can't keep anything here because crime is out of control. They defunded their police. You've got mass lootings all the time. You've got violence, violent crimes on the rise at all times. And you've got a police force that's just like, whatever, do what you want. I don't care. I'm not going to be involved. I'm not going to get my face put out on the internet as some, you know, racist, homophobic, transphobic, whatever phobic you want to put behind it. I'm not doing that. So it's lawlessness in California. It's lawlessness in San Francisco. And businesses left and right are saying, we're getting the freak out of here. I am not going to stand for this. I'm out. But now San Francisco and their brilliance, it clearly, and their existing brilliance, they want to make sure that companies stay. And if they don't, we're going to sue them. Our city is so shit, those residents of San Francisco are saying. Our city is so shit that we have to sue you to stay here. Because you're not making any money elsewise. Because thieves are just running in and taking everything off the shelves anyway. So you're going to lose money and we're going to sue you if you decide to leave the city. Give me a break. These people are out of their minds. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced a proposal that would require grocery stores in the city to provide six months of notice before closing a store and to explore a replacement supermarket at the vacated location. So I need to give you 6 months, and then I need to find somebody else who's going to take over when I leave. What? This person's proposal would require grocery store owners to provide 6 months of written notice to the Board of Supervisors, as well as the Economic Workforce Development. The store would also require the post notices at all entries and exits as means of informing customers and the general public. The rule wouldn't preclude closures due to a store being unprofitable. The rule wouldn't preclude Okay. So they can still close their doors if they're unprofitable. All right. It was a good idea in 1984, and it's an even better idea now. Oh my gosh. It was a good idea in 1984, and it's an even better idea now. I am venturing to say that San Francisco in 1984, granted, I wasn't around back then, so I don't know. San Francisco in 1984 may have been a much better place than San Francisco in 2024. Our communities need notice, an opportunity to be heard, and a transition plan when major neighborhood grocery stores plan to shut their doors. Meeting the food security needs of our seniors and families cannot be left to unilateral backroom decisions by massive.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Corporate entities. The decisions were made by your voters. The decisions were made by your politicians. The decisions were made by the people who said, we want to defund the police. We're so cool with all this crime happening here. And you know what? Anytime that something goes wrong in California, we're going to blame everybody else instead of looking in the mirror and saying, maybe we've made some mistakes. Maybe we shouldn't be so liberal because we've kind of ruined everything. We've kind of screwed the pooch, as we like to say here in Texas. So needless to say, San Francisco is in a huge, horrible downward spiral, and they're doing everything they possibly can to keep people there. And I want to keep you on this channel, so be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss any of these AI trading data signals that we bring you every single day. So let's take a look at those AI trading data signals for Kroger, right? So looking at Outlier, the world's best AI stock trading assistant, we can actually zoom in here and see that Kroger just got a sell signal about a week ago, April 8th. Now, thinking about this and thinking about what is going on out in the world, you've got a couple things here, right? You've got the fact that inflation is still rampant. You've got Joe Biden saying how he's going to eliminate shrinkflation, which Joe Biden can't do anything these days, it seems like. And then you've got major cities like San Francisco threatening retailers like Kroger, grocers like Kroger, saying, listen, you got to stay. If you don't stay, we're going to sue you to death. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to be in the stock either. So that's one of the big reasons I'm sure that we're seeing a sell signal here in Kroger on April 3rd. So if you want to get these signals every single day, oh, let's not forget, taking a look at the Outlier signals actually shows a 74.77% return. So you don't want to miss out on these signals delivered to you every single day. So head over to outlier.com. That's OVTLYR.com to get these signals sent to you every single day. Now let's take a look at what the internet has to say about this, right? San Francisco is proposing a lawsuit over grocery store closures. Oh, gosh. This person says they're communists. This person says that is wild. Imagine suing a grocery store for closing. People got to chill and support local businesses instead of starting lawsuits over everything. That's not a bad idea. If somebody who lives in San Francisco has figured out a way to be more profitable than a giant grocery store, by all means, I think you should go and patronize their store until it's no longer there, because I'm sure the thieves are going to be like, oh, wait a minute, they're making money. Let's go steal all their funds while they can. So they're going to force companies to stay open even when they can't. This person says, leave now. Fix nothing and blame everyone. I think at the end of the day, that right there, fix nothing and blame everyone, is exactly the politics that we have seen coming out of California. All right. Biden's ex-chief of staff admits the U.S. prices are too high. Experts break down who is struggling the most. You think prices are too high? Give me a break. My biggest soapbox has been a couple things. The first is, anytime they release jobs reports, they always revise, when I say they, the big they, whenever they release jobs reports, they're always revising down at least 1 month, maybe 2 months worth. And then if you look at the net balance between the revisions down and the blowout jobs report numbers, it seems like nothing's actually happening in the jobs market. That's one of my biggest pet peeves that I've seen lately. But other than that, it's the fact that they want to tout how inflation is fixed. We all know that that is not the case. Not only is that not the case, I think it is so disingenuous and awful to lie to the American people and gaslight them by saying that. Because the rate of inflation has come down. Right, that is disinflation. I agree. The rate of inflation is not 9.1% anymore. However, inflation is still 3% or higher, right? Inflation is still greater than what the Fed wants it to be. And let's keep in mind that inflation being any positive number whatsoever means prices are still higher than they were a year ago. Inflation at 3% today means it's still 3% higher than the 9% gain that we saw a year ago. And that is the part that drives me up a wall. It's because the politicians want to tout how inflation is fixed, inflation's good to go, inflation is no big deal anymore, yet prices are still rising, legitimately still going up by their own measures. Prices are still going up. Now, if we saw inflation numbers in the negatives, I'd say, okay, finally, the American consumer is getting a break. Finally, we're starting to see something happening, but we're not. I was hoping that would have a chart here, but I have seen charts where it showed that the cumulative inflation is 20% or more. Look at anything from 4 years ago to today, anything pre-pandemic to today, anything during Trump's term to today, you're going to basically see 20% or higher. I can't find anything that costs less these days. And with a 20% growth in basically everything, I can't imagine wages are keeping up. So if prices are rising at a significantly faster rate than wages, all consumers are hurting. All of them. But let's dive deep into this and see what the White House is willing to say, or at least Biden's ex-chief of staff is admitting. By the way, I don't follow sports whatsoever, but there was an ESPN interview of Biden a few years ago. And the lady who interviewed him came out and said that every single word of it was scripted between she and him. And more people are coming out and saying, yeah, this whole Biden thing is not going to work out. More and more people are coming out and saying, yeah, Biden is not what they claim him to be. So this ex-chief of staff, let's see what they have to say. Two market and economic experts are siding with recent commentary from a White House chief of staff that inflationary pressures are becoming too much for Americans to bear. Another group that's really been hurting under this administration is what has typically been a core Democratic constituency. That's what I meant to say. A core Democratic constituency, which is young people. But of course, they're the ones that are disproportionate portion of their income go to things like food and energy. They're the ones that are really struggling to buy houses and buy cars due to high interest rates and environment where we're seeing under this administration. And in a surprise turn on his former boss, this ex-chief of staff told MSNBC host Chris Hayes on Wednesday that inflation has become too high and American families are getting hit the hardest, for sure. People live their lives and wonder how it affects them and their kitchen table and their family budget. And prices, although inflation has moderated, are still high and increasing. They're high and still going up. The price of gasoline is still high. Other prices are still high. And people still feel that pinch. I'll tell you, the first time that I noticed just how high and things had gotten, you know, I'd mentioned to my wife because I saw a grocery bill getting higher and higher and higher every week. But when I went to the store and I bought two containers about this size of Fairlife milk, and one bag of Fruit Loops. That's it. Two jugs of milk, one bag of Fruit Loops. And my total was $17. I was like, this should be $7. 17? That's more than twice as much as I expected to pay. $17 for two jugs of milk and a bag of Fruit Loops. And this idiot, that just probably put me on an FBI watch list right there. And this guy, I take it back, this incredible ambassador of wealth and an astute leader of this great nation of ours wants to tell us that everything is doing great. I take everything back what I'm saying. Bidenomics is winning. Bidenomics is the best. Please don't let me be on some sort of FBI watch list now. We talk about reckless spending. We talk about immigration, all adding to inflation and lawless societies. Right. It's reckless spending that's driving it, right? People are just out there running up their credit cards willy-nilly because they totally are like, oh, let's go spend recklessly, and not the fact that they can't afford everyday items anymore. There isn't a household in this country today that can have the reckless spending that this administration is doing versus their internal budget for survival. Okay, that was pretty funny. I didn't expect that. Or they're talking about oil prices going up. And for young people, those under 30, they're now pointing to the economy as one of the biggest issues and the ones that they're really suffering with under Bidenomics. Yeah. And this person just pointed out, at the core of it is an energy strategy. I know we often talk about energy primarily as an economic issue, but is such an important national security issue. It goes and talks more about oil. But the point is that families, young people, people who are just starting out are really, really struggling, right? And the ex-chief of staff of the amazing, immaculate, perfectly run administration is coming out against that. And I can't believe somebody would ever talk bad about our leader-in-chief there. Moving on, let's take a look at what some people still shop at is Dollar General, right? Those who are low income, those who are unable to afford big box stores, right? They might be taking a look at Dollar General. And lately, right, we got this sell signal for Dollar General on January 25th. So even the AI trading data is saying, look, inflation's hitting people hard and they can't even afford what's going on over at Dollar General. And so we got a sell signal back on January 25th. And following these AI trading signals from Outlier, It's pretty outstanding, actually. Looking at the buy and hold, it's only up 2.9%, whereas Outlier's up 46%, 46.87% during this analysis period here. So if you want to get your hands on Outlier so you can have some of these outstanding signals delivered to you every single day, be sure to head to over to outlier.com, OVTLYR.com, to see why Outliers win. Now let's go take a look at what the internet says about this, right? Biden's former chief of staff, Ron, says prices are still high. Price of gasoline is still high. Other prices are still high, and people feel that pinch. Well, yeah, daggum they do. I don't know how they couldn't. Oh, this person says, and he's responsible for it. Well, he was at that time because he did used to work there. This person says, welcome to Bidenomics. This is an ad, but I feel it's very appropriate for this story here. So refreshing to see Ron's astute observations after 3 years of the nasty Bidenomics and Biden land policies hurting the average citizens in America. Yeah, it just, can you tell me in the comments where things are better, economically speaking? Because I would love to know that. And maybe, just maybe, I'll go buy out some of those products and maybe buy up some of that stock too. Hey, YouTube is going to be recommending you two videos above right here. So click one of those to watch more. And thank you so much for tuning into today's Outlier Live. I'll see you on the next episode.